Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. In this shorty episode, I'm going to share all the things you don't have to do just because you're having a baby. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you've been here before, I'm so glad you're spending some of your time with me today. In these short episodes that release on Thursday, I talk about a topic, share a story, share something that is on my mind. And today I am going to share with you all the things you ain't got to do that social media sometimes says you have to do just because you're having a baby. Now, one thing I do have to do is share this lovely review that someone gave me in Apple Podcast. This is from Brianna Krause. And she says, thank you. This podcast has given me the answers I never had after a severe postpartum hemorrhage that nearly took my life. I was so confused and my doctor was extremely vague. I had lost 3 liters of blood and had to have 4 transfusions to restore my blood count as well as 3 surgeries. And because of a failed procedure, I nearly needed to have my uterus removed. I'm so thankful for doctors like you to provide information that can seriously help save lives. I listened to 1 episode 6 times and it helped me to know what I needed to say to future doctors. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for that lovely review and letting me know. I am so glad that you found the information helpful to gain some clarity, not only about what happened to you in the past, but to help you be empowered going forward. That is exactly what I am here for. And I would love to hear what you think about the show as well. So head on over to Apple Podcast and leave me that honest review in Apple Podcast. I would so appreciate it. And you may get a shout out on a future episode. So let's talk about the things you don't have to do just because you're having a baby. Social media can make you feel like there are all these things that everyone is pregnant has to do. And the first one we're going to talk about is a fancy maternity photo shoot. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a beautiful photo shoot and the long flowy dresses and out in the fields and being all made up and, you know, cuddling the belly, all of those things. Some of those things can be absolutely beautiful. But if that is not you, then don't feel like you have to spend tons of money on a fancy maternity shoot. If you want to, great. But if you don't want to, don't feel like you have to. I do think you should document your pregnancy journey. That's something that I wish I did. I wish I had a lot more pictures of when I was pregnant. I don't have a whole lot of pictures. So you do want to document your pregnancy journey, whether that's a picture every month or however you want to do that. But you don't have to do a fancy maternity shoot. Today's cell phone cameras are excellent. You can get a friend with a cell phone. You can get dressed up, get some makeup on, and take some really great pictures. So you don't have to do that fancy maternity shoot. The next thing you ain't got to do is a gender reveal party. Gender reveal parties are relatively new. Back in the day when I was having children, and this wasn't that long ago, I mean, my children are 14 and 16, there weren't really gender reveal parties. So this is a new thing, I would say, within the last probably like 5 to 10 years or so. And you don't have to do a gender reveal party. Or if you do, it ain't got to be rockets shooting across, you know, the backyard. As a matter of fact, these gender reveal surprises have been the source of like injuries and crazy things happening. So you don't have to do a complicated gender reveal party. You can do a simple cake or the little confetti things. It doesn't have to be complex, or you don't have to do a gender reveal party at all. It's not something that has to be done. Okay. So gender reveal party is the next thing that you don't to do. About 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Enter Ritual. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving. One of the things I like about Ritual prenatals is that they are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Their multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, and certified B Corp. That means they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it is the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off. All right. Number three is a baby moon. You see things like, oh, are you taking a baby moon? Are you doing a baby moon? And a baby moon is basically just a vacation that you and your partner take before the baby comes. And actually, a baby moon can be a great thing. It can be a great thing to help you and your partner connect before the baby comes. So I'm not saying you shouldn't take a baby moon, but I don't want you to think that a baby moon has to be a big trip. Like sometimes people are like, oh, you know, I'm going to Jamaica, or I'm going to, you know, the islands or France or whatever, a big international thing. You don't necessarily have to do that. If you want to, fine, that's great. That's wonderful. But a baby moon can be something as simple as you go to a nice hotel in your city for a night or two and just connect with each other. So it doesn't have to be anything complicated. Again, if you want to do it big, you can, but don't feel like you have to. Don't feel like you have to stretch yourself or do something other than what you are typically comfortable with just because like it's seen on social media or people keep asking you why you're not doing something. Okay, number four is you don't have to use those traditional colors of pink and blue. I think this is less of a problem these days. I think people are definitely more open to using or seeing non-traditional colors. I am not a big pink fan, so for neither of my girls, I had no pink. Their nurseries were tan and green, And I think we had yellow. And I mean, they wore some pink stuff, of course, because people bought stuff, but we didn't have like pink. Now, if you love pink or if you love blue and you want to be traditional, go for it. But don't feel like you have to. I think where this can come into play is like family members, older family members are like, well, why isn't the baby wearing pink? Why isn't the baby wearing blue? And you don't have to do that. You can, there are like 50 million bazillion other colors in the rainbow. Use what other colors, whatever colors you want, whatever you like, whether that's for clothes, whether that's for the nursery, you ain't gotta use the traditional colors of pink and blue. Okay, couple more things. You don't have to buy all the things. Oh my gosh, when you get pregnant and you start looking at stuff and websites and the tracking and, you know, stuff starts showing up in the mail, it makes you feel like you gotta buy like this, you gotta buy this toy, you gotta buy this gadget, you gotta buy this warmer, you gotta buy this, the thing, that thing, every other thing, okay? And you really don't need to buy all the things. Your baby just needs diapers, some wipes, some onesies, a place to sleep. You don't have to buy a ton of stuff when you're pregnant or for the baby. And when you're pregnant, you don't have to buy a lot of maternity clothes either. I personally used a whole lot of recycled maternity clothes. I borrowed like a bunch of maternity clothes from one of my good friends. So definitely like recycle those things, reuse them. You know, you don't have to spend a ton of money on fancy maternity clothes or fancy toys or fancy things for the baby. Use some recycled things. Maybe somebody has a high chair that you can use. Maybe somebody has a stroller that's still in good condition that you can use. So think about recycling and reusing things, whether that's from friends or definitely between pregnancies, because this stuff can get expensive. So if you can save some of that money for other things, then by all means do it. And then the final thing I will say that you ain't got to do is an unmedicated birth. Don't get me wrong. I love a fantastic unmedicated birth. It's absolutely lovely, but it's not for everyone. And I think we see a lot on social media like, oh, you know, natural birth, we want to do natural, everybody's pushing natural birth, and that's fine. But if you don't want to do it, then that is also fine too. If you know you are someone who is like, listen, I want the epidural ready as soon as I get to the hospital, that is totally fine. Nothing wrong with that. It is really your choice. Do whatever works for you. Don't feel pressure to do something or like you have to do something just because someone else says that that's the thing that you should do. Do what works for you. Now, one thing I will say that everybody absolutely has to do is a birth plan. A birth plan helps you have the birth that you want. I teach you the way to make a birth plan the right way. And you can check out my free class, Make a Birth Plan the Right Way, at drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Make sure you head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me that review and rating in Apple Podcasts. I would so appreciate it. And I would love, love, love to read that review on an upcoming episode. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.